Kathy Burns joining me. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Good, and we continue to support local food as Birds and Bees Urban Farm.
Which has come under fire in our fair city,
yes.
Sadly.
We talked about this, was it last week?
Yes.
And a woman named Allison Stewart, a Des Moines resident, she went to bat against the city to save a garden space on her property. It wasn't a big space, but she had planted it for tenants in a house that they own, and they are growing food there.
That was nice of her.
And the space happens to be between the sidewalk and the street, which is a public right-of-way that the city refers to as the border area.
Yeah, it's a very interesting designation because, you know, that strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street is owned by the city, but you're responsible to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're responsible for maintaining the sidewalk.
Yes.
And if the sidewalk is broken and cracked, you're responsible to pay for it.
Well,
it's kind of it's a very weird setup.
I think they consider it part of your responsibility of living in a city
to help
be a resident.
But you don't have to repair the road in front of your house.
Thank goodness. Well, earlier this year, she was cited for what they referred to as a nuisance, what the code refers to as a nuisance. Several nuisances. One of them was growing food in the public right-of-way. And another one, she did have a couple of steel posts that were bolstering some soil that was trying to go out into the street after a tree had fallen, and they removed. So she was agreeable to removing the steel posts right away. But it was the growing of food that was the key discussion in the hearing that she had. When they cited her, she requested a hearing, and that happened just last week.
Didn't they call some of the garden debris?
Yes. Well, she was asking for three things. In her key arguments, she opened with asking for the violation order to be dismissed because she was cited for, quote, debris, but her space, as she says, is well-maintained garden. That,
right,
in her definition, and a lot of people's definition, is not debris. The second thing she asked for, is the violation would not be dismissed, that the case be suspended until the Food Sustainability Advisory Committee reviews the code itself. And third, she was saying if the order cannot be dismissed or delayed, she wants to at least delay action until the end of the growing season. She said November or December. And that's because their neighbors rely on the food that's growing there.
And so and there was a hearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved her closing statement, or part of her closing statement. I'm gonna read that. Some of the issue is about gentrification. It's about those who have money trying to enforce upon those who do not arbitrary standards that are without reason or research. A uniform look only benefits a few, but takes a great toll on many of us. Good gardening is a beautiful, joyful, community-building experience, and one that I love to share with my neighbors. It brings people of all walks of life together in gratitude and friendliness, which makes Des Moines the kind of city I like to live in.
That's really nice. That could be put to music.
She did a wonderful job arguing her case and presenting evidence. The city, of course, had evidence to present. And
see, we're talking specifically the city engineer.
There was a city inspections representative gave some testimony about the series of how the citation, the series,
right,
of events, how the citation was developed and given to her. And her responses.
And the city engineer called it a safety hazard.
He also emailed me after I spoke at a city council hearing on behalf of Ms. Stewart and people who want to grow. And that's a big conversation, too. The city has always allowed food to be grown in the right-of-way, specifically by its never having been mentioned in city code that you could not. However, according to some of the city officials, the city has never allowed food to be grown in the right-of-way because they didn't specifically write it into the code. So there's a discrepancy there. The city engineer also cited safety hazards such as rotten or decaying fruits and vegetables. People could slip and fall on it. Concerns with the food itself, indicating that food that's grown along the street receives spray from tires and dust and sand and dirt.
Spray, we mean water.
Kind of referring to those as toxic. And
water.
Water and sand and dirt are not maintenance issues. They, you know, they can create some messes that part that city has to clean up. But the one I did chuckle at was health and pest issues. Fruits and vegetables can attract animals that can cause damage or pose a health risk. There can also be health risk issues for pets who may eat discarded fruits and vegetables within the right of way.
So a little rover comes along, takes a bite of an apple, mm-hmm. dies a horrible death. I mean, what am I missing here?
My first response is, if you don't want Rover to eat a piece of fruit on the ground, keep your leash on that dog and make sure they don't when you're walking them. But I did look up a number of fruits can contain some substances that can cause some digestive issues for animals. Some can lead to toxicity and hospital stays. But a dog would have to eat very large number of, say, apple seeds to get sick. They would also have to have not just swallowed them whole, but chewed through them enough to release the cyanide, which is the toxic chemical in that. So we continue to monitor this.
We will continue to update you on this because it's an interesting situation and probably relevant to cities and towns all over the U.S.
I should say she was still cited with the violation, but she has been given till the early November to remove the quote nuisances.
Kathy, thanks for joining me.
Mm-hmm.